सर्वेभ्यः नमो नमः। वदतु महोदय।
ॐ श्री वक्रकुण्ड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समं प्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव शुभकरि कायिषु सर्वदा। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्।
धन्यवादः महोदय। सुन्दर महोदय, डू यू नो दि अदर्स्?
Sorry?
Do you remember any of the opening chants, Mahodaya?
Yeah.
Please.
Om Vagatya Vivan Samyukto Vagatya Prithipataye Jagataka Pidarau Vande Parvati Parameshwarish Purushau Om येनाक्षर समां समां मां मायम् आदि आदिकम्य महेश्वराद् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनेये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनवतु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्वी नाम आदित्यमस्तु मा विद्विषावदेवहे। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। स्टिल् लर्निङ्ग्।
धन्यवादः महोदय, धन्यवादः। अस्तु अद्य किं कुर्मः? भवान् कथमस्ति सुन्दर महोदय, कथमस्ति भवान्?
It's me again?
कथमस्ति भवान्?
Repeat it please. You see, I have a problem of this hearing as well, remember? That is the problem. Main problem is hearing. And even if I hear properly, then it's a question of how to answer the question.
Hearing is a problem. Memory is a problem. And then answering is the third problem. I understand.
I'm trying to overcome the memory problem. You don't remind me.
I understand.
Yeah, that's true. It's one of those things you have to put up with.
If you're not young,
but that's the way it is, right?
I am on your footsteps as far as all three are concerned. Don't worry, Mahodaya. I understand. Astu, Shivananda Mahodaya, katham asti bhavan?
Bhagini, sorry. I'm searching to see what that means.
Astu. Vivekananda Mahodaya, katham asti bhavan? You can type it. कथमस्ति भवान्? कथम् अस्ति भवान्? हौ आर् यू? उत्तमम्। कथम् अस्ति महोदय? आन्सर् प्लीज़् विवेकानन्द महोदय, उत्तरं वदतु। प्लीज़् से दि आन्सर्। उत्तरं वदतु। उत्तरम् उत्तरम् इत्युक्ते आन्सर्। वदतु, प्लीज से। कथम अस्ति भवान्? यू प्लीज से। इफ यू आर वेल देन यू से सम्यक् अस्मि। सम्यक् अस्मि। आई राइट इट डाउन फॉर यू।
इट डस हेल्प।
सम्यक् 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 इत्युक्ते किं? बेलेन्स्। वेन् यु आर् बेलेन्स्ड् यु आर् वेल्। सम्यक् सम्यक् asti. Samyak asti is well. If you are well, for you, you will write down samyak asmi. This equals I am well. This means something is well, is okay, is well. Can you see, Mahodaya? Everybody can see?
Bhagini. Yes.
Samyak asmi. Vivekananda Mahodaya. Samyak asmi. Asmi ityukte, I am. Asmi. Aham. Mama nama. Gita asti. Ityukte kim? What does that mean? Mama nama. Mama nama asti. See, now name is. That is why I am using asti. Because the subject of the topic is not I am. This is name is. What is name? Gita. Whose name? My name. Mama nama asti. Mama nama kim asti? Mama nama Gita asti. Kintu aham aham Bharate asti. Ityukte kim? Aham Bharate asmi. Ityukte kim? Na na na, I am an Indian. No, Mahodaya. Bharate. Vibhakti rupam kim? Vibhakti rupam kim? Bharate. Saptami eva, Mahodaya. Saptami ityukte?
I am from India.
Na, Mahodaya. Saptami ityukte? Seventh case means what? What does seventh case mean? Saptami, seventh case is in, on.
Vibhakti.
Very loosely in or on. Actually, it is adhikarana. Adhikarana is far greater than in or on. But in English, in a very cheap way, I can call it locative.
Okay.
Saptami. Therefore, okay. It's saying, I, in India, am. Now this is am. Because now the subject is I. So subject has to match I am, name is. Samyak asmi means there is a subject called I going on. Samyak asmi means something else is there. I don't know what. And that is okay. Avagatam sarve? You understand avagatam?
Subject is missing.
Yes. Bhagini, just hold it there. I want to take a picture of that.
Please. Next time I'll ask everybody, please remember what to say. Hopefully be well. And then you can honestly say all this.
Thank you.
Aham samyak asti.
Asmi. Uttamam. Got it, Sundar Mahodaya?
Yes.
Astu.
Can we just discuss back the second sentence?
Which one?
Sorry, the third one where it says, Mama Nama Gita Asti. asti. So we are saying asti because the subject is nama.
Yes, uttama maudaya. Is. Asti means is.
Is, yes.
Asmi means I am.
Mm-hmm.
Asti means I am. Asti means is.
Yes.
Yukte, pustakam asti. Yukte kim?
This is a book?
No.
Or book?
Pustakam asti. Yukte? Is a book. You don't know
book.
This. I didn't say this or that. How can you say that?
Yeah.
In English, you are stuck. No, there's a problem. That's why you said this is a book. It's a problem of English. But in Sanskrit, it simply means book is. If you say somewhere there is a book, some book is there, that's all you're talking about. Somewhere, somehow, there's a book. That's all. That's why in Sanskrit it's very clear. Actually, they are simply saying the existence of a pustakam. Pustakam asti. Balakaha. Balakaha asti. If you take him.
Boy is.
Boy is. Mm-hmm. Balakaha atra asti. If you take him. Balakaha. Uttamam Mahodaya, Vivekananda Mahodaya, Uttamam, I just read you. Atra. Here. Location. Atra asti. Balakaha. Atra asti. If you say, boy is, where is boy? Boy is here. Pustakam kutra asti. Pustakam kutra asti. Kutra ityukte?
Pustakam kutra asti. Where is the book? Where is the book?
Where
is the book?
Where? So this atra, kutra, tatra. Pustakam tatra asti. If you take him.
Pustakam, book is here.
Pustakam tatra asti. If you take him, Vivekananda Mahode, Uttama, book is there.
It is there.
Tatra, if you say there. Tatra, if you take him, Tatra, if you say there. See how this
tatra
is.
There, Atra here.
All these words are actually very similar to each other because the meanings are similar. Very similar words, similar meaning. And similarly, you find Sanskrit is very...
Sarvatra is another word.
Sarvatra. Brahman. Brahman. Sarvatra. Asti. If you take him... Brahman. Sarvatra asti. If you take him, Brahman is everywhere. Brahman is everywhere. Sarvatra, everywhere.
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent. Uttama Mahodaya. Brahman, sarvatra asti. So, what you have to see is this asti is a verb. What is the word for verb in Sanskrit? What is the word for verb in Sanskrit? Who remembers? Uttama Mahodaya. Kriya Padam. Padam ityukte word.
Mm-hmm.
kriya ityukte action. Action word is verb. So asti is a kriya padam. Asti is a kriya padam. Pustakam asti. Asti is a kriya padam. Pustakam is what kind of word then? What is that?
Subject.
What is the word for that in Sanskrit? उत्तमं महोदय कर्तृपदं
कर्तृपदं
कर्तृपदं कर्तृपदं कर्तृपदं पदम् इस् न्यूटर् उत्तमं महोदय पदम् इस् अ न्यूटर् वर्ड् इत्युक्ते किं नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदमस्ति उत्तमम् कोऽपि प्रश्नः अस्ति वा एनी क्वश्चन्
गुड् रिफ्रेशर्
उत्तमम् अस्तु अधुना किं कुर्मः अस्तु शीघ्रं वन् मोर् टैम् लेट् अस् क्विक्लि रीड् आल् दीस् आब्जेक्ट्स्
भगिनि सोरि ऐ हेव् अ क्वश्चन् जस्ट् बिफोर् वी मूव् आन् टु देट् you've been using that word very frequent and I tried to search what's the meaning. Aruna?
Ityukte. Is that the word? Which word?
Aruna. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Adhuna.
Can you write it, please?
Adhuna va? Adhuna? Adhuna kim kurmaha? Like that?
Yes.
अधुना इत्युक्ते किं हू नोट् नौ उत्तमं महोदय अधुना अनदर् वर्ड् फार् अधुना हू नोट् संस्कृत वर्ड् वन् मोर् इस् देर् ऐ यूस् देट् संस्कृत You know Vivekananda Mahodaya? Almost Mahodaya, you are almost there, not quite. Idaneem, if you say now. Not in this usage. I'm sorry for you. अस्तु अस्तु एकम् एकम् एकं पदस्य स्वीकृत्य एकमेकं पदं स्वीकृत्य लघु लघु वाक्यं वदतु इत्युक्ते किम् एकम् एकं पदं स्वीकृत्य लघु लघु वाक्यं वदतु इत्युक्ते किं हू केन् टेल् मी वाट् ऐ जस्ट् सेड्
समथिङ्ग् लैक् वन् बै वन् मिक्स् सेण्टेन्सेस् शार्ट् सेण्टेन्सेस्
एकम् एकं पदं स्वीकृत्य स्वीकार वाट् इस् स्वीकार स्वीकार इत्युक्ते किं स्वीकार इत्युक्ते किं नो स्वीकार इत्युक्ते टु एक्सेप्ट् स्वीकार इत्युक्ते टु एक्सेप्ट् So, svikara. So, then it becomes svikritya. Svikritya, if you say, having accepted. So, ekam padam Svikritya. Having accepted one and one word, one by one, one. See, ekam ekam ityukte kim? One by one. One by one what? Padam Svikritya. Having accepted a word. Laghu laghu vakyam. Short, short sentences. Vadatu. Please say. Where do you accept word from? Atra Mahodaya. Here. From this page, you simply take these words. And using these as a kartrapadam or karmapadam, you make small sentences. You can either use this word as a subject, short sentences. You can either use this as a subject word or you can use it as an object. Object word, if you take him, Samskrita Bhashayam, Katham Vadamaha. Object if you take him. First of all, let's hear that.
May I try?
Object if you take him. What does it?
Darpanah?
No, Mahodaya. Uh-huh. Before we go there, my question is, this darpana you just said, you can either use it as a subject in a sentence, if you take him, kartrupadam, or you can use it as an object, if you take him. What is an object? In grammar, when we call something an object, what does it mean?
It's the receiver of the action.
It's uttamam now there. Receiver of action is called karma padam.
Karma
padam. Karma padam. So this darpana word that you just read there, darpanaha, you can either use it in a sentence as a karma padam or a kartra padam. You have two choices. Can you use it as a kriya padam, Mahodaya?
I'll try. I'll say, if I say darpanaha atra asti.
Mahodaya, I asked you, can you use darpanaha as a kriya padam? Can we use darpanaha as a kriya padam? What is kriya padam? Kriya ityukte kim?
A subject?
No. Kriya Mahodaya. I just told you here.
So kriya.
Verb?
Verb. Kriya ityukte action, remember? Kriya, you know.
Kriya, verb. Karma padam is object.
Kriya padam ityukte verb. Asti is a verb. In Sanskrit, traditionally, especially beginners, we will end the sentence with the verb. Last word will be verb. Tadeva, verb. Dhanyavada Vivekananda Mahodaya. So, kriya padam ityukte verb. Kartra padam ityukte subject. So in a sentence, you will have three main things. There will be a subject. For example, if I say I am, I see Papa. Very simple sentence. I see Papa. Subject.
Aham.
Aham. Karma padam is who?
Pita.
Pita, ha. Pita. Then?
Pita, ha.
Kriya padam is what?
Pita, me, lira.
Kriya padam is?
Ivastu. No. Ah, Ivastu.
See. I see Papa. Kriya padam, the action, the actual action word is see. Aham is who then?
It's the first one.
Aham is I. Aham is I, the subject, Kartrupadam. Then you open your book and you are thinking Pita. So, you will find in your Manjari, Sabda Manjari, if you have spent any time on this, then in the beginning all the Pumlinga vowel ending words will be there. So, Pita comes from the vowel ending Pitr. Rukaranta. See this? Pitru makes the word Pita. This Pita, if you take him, Kartrupadam. Karmapadam, if you take him, Pitaram. That means the father is the receiver of the action. Aham Pitaram Pashyami. Aham Pitaram Pashyami. Are you learning to type in Sanskrit? Any of you? Lexilogo.com, really good website.
No, I have not been doing it.
You have to learn this. So I'm going to send it to you right now. Please look into your chat. Can everybody see the chat window in the pre-conference call here?
Yes.
There is a website I just... Sundar Mahoday, there is a website, lexilogo.com. In Lexilogo, you can learn to type it. You will not be able to maybe get it right first time. It's a learning curve. But it's a very straightforward, pretty easy, pretty friendly website. You start practicing. There's a very important thing. You have to learn to write and to learn to type. Because by means of typing, we can communicate in class also by chat. So, I see Papa becomes what? Aham. Pitaram. Aham Aham Pitaram Pashyami. This will be your sentence. Uttama Mahodaya, Vivekananda Mahodaya. Aham ityukte kim kartrupadam. Pitaram ityukte kim karma padam, receiver of action. Pashyami ityukte kim kriya padam. This is a very, very standard. If you can learn this sentence and how it functions grammatically, you have jumped your first major hurdle in Sanskrit. This is your fundamental sentence structure.
Bhagini, sorry, can I get a picture of it, please?
Yes. So, I call Sanskrit SOV language. Subject, object, verb.
Yeah.
Uttama Mahodaya, Vivekananda Mahodaya. Subject, object, verb. In the beginning, when you are new to Sanskrit, this is how you start. Of course, if you want, then when you become a Sanskrit Pandit, then you can be the Shakespeare and not have to stick to this. You can make slightly more complicated sentences than this one. Astu. Now, very simple second. So what is the thing? This subject will be first vibhakti. First vibhakti is what? Subject. Object is always second vibhakti. kriya padam has to match the vachana. It has to match the purusha and the vachana. So you have to match the purusha and the vachana. This is the basic structure of Sanskrit. Very, very important for you to understand this. Every sentence, this must go on in your head. What have I written? Subject, the word aham is in first vibhakti. If you go to your Sanskrit manjari, your Shabda manjari, this will, aham is there in the first vibhakti. If you take aim, how many vibhaktis are there? Total?
Seven.
Come on. What does vibhakti mean?
Case.
What does it mean, case? Which kind of words do we deal with? Do we deal with verbs? Do we deal with nouns? What kind of words do we deal with in vibhakti?
Noun as well. Nominative, accusative. It can be used as a subject. Is first one is nominative, which is
agreed. Nominative. But is your nominative is it a verb or is it a noun?
It's a noun.
Yes, that's the most important thing. These are both called sanya padam. Sanya means name word. It means what? Name word. That means they are nouns. Now, if you say nouns. This is the verb. These both are nouns.
Yeah.
Two nouns and a verb.
Yeah.
And with nouns you have vibhaktis. With verbs you have purusha. So, subject, your kartrapadam is always in first vibhakti. Karma is always in second vibhakti. For you as beginners, this is your fundamental knowledge. And verb has to match. If your kartrapadam is singular, then kriyapadam should be singular.
Yeah.
If your kartrapadam is depends on the first person, second person, third person, as they call it in English. And I have taught this many, many times. First person of English is who in Sanskrit?
It's the third person in Sanskrit.
It's the Uttama Purusha. This is the fundamental of Sanskrit. This is where everything in your life will change. If you can figure this out, your life has changed. First person in Sanskrit is everybody other than informal you and I. So, if I say Rama, now I am not Rama, and informal you is not Rama, therefore Rama is Prathama Purusha. Then I have to use the Prathama Purusha verb ending to match that. How do I know this? From the Dhatu table. Just like there are Vibhakti tables, there are Dhatu tables. Dhatu tables in the beginning are very, very simple. That's why I don't use the book. So I teach it to you, and there are only 9 cases in Lat Lakar, and I teach them to you and you teach them. Only 6 cases in Karaka. 7th is also Sambodhana. Uttama Mahodaya, Vivekananda Mahodaya. Astu. So this is the fundamental structure I want you to use. Using this structure, please pick up a word from this page and create short sentences. Anybody who is ready, please start. Who is ready? Who can come up with a sentence?
Okay. Can I try one, please?
Karotu. Shivananda Mahodaya vadatu.
Darpanaha atra asti.
Uttamam. Ityukte kim?
Mirror is there, is here.
Is here. Kidrasha padam darpanaha. Kidrasha. Ityukte, what kind of word is it? Kidrasha padam darpanaha. Who can answer this question?
Kriyapadam.
Mahodaya, how can it be Kriyapadam? What is
Kriyapadam? It's a noun. It's a subject.
How
is a noun.
How can it be Kriyapadam?
It's a noun.
Noun, it's Uttamam. That's the first description. Therefore, if I said Kidrisha, Kidrisha noun, what kind of noun, then what will you say? Pumlingam va, Napumsakalingam va. Kidrisha padam, kartra padam va, karma padam va, ekavachana va, kim? How many questions come?
Napumsakalingam.
Katham janima, how do you know it is Napumsakalingam? Darpanaha.
Darpanaha is
Shivananda Mahodaya, do you have the Shabda Manjari with you?
Yes.
Then what have you found out in about general word, darpanaha? What kind of word is it? What is the lingam? Gender?
It's a pumlingam.
Then yes. So, Mahodaya.
It ends in
The end ends with a ha. Pumlingam.
So when I ask kidrisha padam, you say darpanaha pumlingam padam.
Darpanaha pumlingam padam.
Now my question is, pumlingam kintu vachana, vachanam kim? Vachanam ityukte?
Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam ityukte kim?
Singular.
Singular, uttamam, tadeva. It is one masculine object. So when I ask kidrisha padam, then you have to answer and say, I have to now describe this word. So what is the most fundamental thing in Sanskrit you have to describe? That it is a sanya padam, which means noun. It is a masculine, feminine or neuter noun. And if it is singular, dual or bahuvachana. And then you have to describe, it is a kartra padam va, karma padam va. Is it the subject or the object? So these are all the things that you have to describe when I ask you, kidrisha padam. Vadatu Mahodaya, kidrisha padam. Vadatu Kopi, anybody please say, darpanaha atra asti, darpanaha kidrisha padam. Vadatu Kopi. Pumlingam, akaranta pumlingam, uttamam Vivekananda Mahodaya. Apicha, vachana? Shivananda Mahodaya, are you lost?
I'm trying to find the meaning of what you just said. Did you say kidrisha?
Kidrisha padam. Kidrisha. What does it look like? What kind of word?
Achcha.
Can you see what I wrote?
Yes.
Kidrisha. Drish. You know, how do you recognize anything? By looking at it, no?
Yes.
So the dhatu drush is there. The question is, what does it look like? It doesn't necessarily mean these senses. You see, when you understand something, what do you say? Oh, I see. This is that see that I'm referring to. Of course, you are allowed to use your eyes also. So, and then you have to say, so you got the lingam, the answer will be lingam kim, vachanam kim, apicha, kartrapadam va, va. I keep saying va. What does it mean, va? Karma padam va. What does it mean, va? Or. It means optional. Or. What is or? Is it a kartra padam or is it a karma padam? So, when I ask you kidrusha padam, and that padam is a noun word, your answer should at least have these three aspects. It should have the lingam, and in the lingam it should say akaranta. What does akaranta mean? A ending. Akaranta. A ending. E ending. E ending. U ending. U ending. And on, so and so forth. For example, darpanaha, it is a ending. Why? Because the pratipadikam, or the original root sound, stem word from this noun is darpana. It ends with the sound a, not a. Therefore, it is akaranta. Can you see? Akaranta. Why? Because it is darpana. If I said Rama, Lata, Gita, then that is Akaranta. If I said Saraswati, that is Ikaranta. Alright? So with that accompanies Lingam. Why? Because you can have Akaranta in Pumlingam, you can have Akaranta in Strilingam, you can have Akaranta in Napumsakalingam. They are all distinct. You should know all of them. Then after you have covered Lingam, you need to say, is it singular, dual, what? Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam, Vachanam kim? That's the second thing you need to think about. Boy is here. Boys are here. See, immediately it changes. Then the third thing you need to think about is, oh, wait a minute. Is it a kartrapadam? Is it subject? Is it karmapadam? Is it object? What kind of word is it? Or is it neither of them? Is it an avyayapadam? This is a third option. There are many options actually. More and more as you learn more. Avyaya are indeclinable. You know what that means? Who knows what indeclinable means? Indeclinable word. What does it mean, though, Mahodaya? Anybody know? Indeclinable, it you say? Of course it means cannot be declined. But what does that mean?
It cannot be broken down into cases.
It does never change its form. Like kutra. It will never become kutra, kutri, kutrasya, kutram, kutre. No, kutra will always remain kutra. Doesn't matter how you use it, where you use it, under what conditions you use it. Singular, double, anything. Kutra will remain kutra. It is indeclinable. That's what it means. ending is removed or not removed, Mahodaya, that is not always clear. Most of them have some specific ending. And avyaya padani, actually, just like I have said so many times, the grammar of a language always follows the existence of the language. And grammarians have found, just like Panini Mahodaya found, that there are some words, for example, that look like they belong to first vibhakti. But they are always used like that. And they actually belong, they look like third vibhakti, first vibhakti, second vibhakti, they look like that. But somehow over time, people have just only used that one form for every condition. Therefore, these words, he put them in a special category called avyaya padani. Padam pade padani, words. Padani, napumsakalingam, padani, many, many words, plural. So have you understood when I ask you something like kīdrśa padam, what you need to do with that sentence, question? You got it? Everybody understood? Dhanyavada Vivekananda Mahodaya, Shivananda Mahodaya, api Sundar Mahodaya, have you understood?
I'm following along. I think I do, but I that's why I'm taking the picture. I want to revise back.
You have a picture now, right?
Yes.
You took a picture of this? I don't know how you do all that, but anyway, you got it?
I'm just taking it on my camera quickly. Sorry, can you just hold that? I want to get the last part I didn't get. Sorry.
So you want it like this?
Yes, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Then you write it in your own handwriting.
Yes.
To learn to type it.
In Lexilogo, eh?
Yeah. It's fun to learn to type. You got it? You got a picture?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. If you share the pictures, then we can post them on our chat group and.
I can post it in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, as part of our class today. Astu. So, darpanah atra asti. Kīdrśa padam darpanah iti mama prashnah. Vadatu.
Okay, so.
Akaranta. Uttamam. Vivekananda Mahodaya. Akaranta. Apicha, ekavachanam uttamam, apicha, kartrapadam, kartr, you don't need a I after T-R-I, just
pullingam,
R-T-R, kartrapadam, uttamam, ityukte kim, it is the subject, it is akaranta, pumlingam va, napumsakalingam va, kim?
Pumlingam.
So, who can answer now all of that in one sentence? Darpanaha. Vadatu, Mahodaya, repeat after me. Darpanaha.
Pumlingam.
Ekavachana. Akaranta. Kartrapadam. If you say kartrapadam, it implies prathama vibhakti. Why? Because kartrapadam is usually prathama vibhakti only. That is what prathama vibhakti means. Vadatu puna vadatu. What I just said, that sentence. Vadatu, Shivananda Mahodaya, vadatu.
Karpanaha. pumlingam ekavachanam manase prathama vidakti vachya ikshe
kartrapadam
is the object
akaranta
So, ekavachanam pumlingam kartrapadam akaranta
tadeva uttamam
so we have to do all this application of vachanam lingam etc vidakti for all the pictures we have isn't it
but yes.
Some of them the lingam is probably the same when you say ha tarpanaka manchaka with the dha they're all the same
mahoday you only have three choices no I mean only three lingas actually more than english has none but most languages will only have two masculine feminine most languages will have two
chalahand nitadika mala Chakrika, they're all Sreelingam.
Tadeva. So you have three genders to think about. You have three vachanas to think about. And if it is a noun word, you have Kartrapadam, Karmapadam. Then if it is neither of those, then Avyayapadam is another concept you have to think about. Kriyapadam is its own category that you have to think about. In Kriyapadam, you should know if it is prathama purusha madhyama purusha
uttama
purusha and within that you should know ekavachana dvivachana bahuvachana that's all
you explained everything clearly in the past
uttamam I try to be clear but if I what helps me is when you say it correctly उत्तमं दर्पणः उत्तमं महोदय अत्र शिवनन्दमहोदय अत्र अत्र कीदृशपदम्
अत्र here
kīdṛṣa padam
well
avyaya padam
atra here sorry I'm trying to see the Sanskrit word, but Atra will be the subject?
No. Subject, no, Mahodaya. Darpana is subject, no? Subject means...
Atma is where?
It is the main topic in that sentence. Subject means what? There is a lamp. What is the main topic? It is not there. It is not
the
it.
Yes.
It is not
lamp.
It is lamp. I mean, the entire reason I am saying this is because of the lamp. Similarly, darpanaha atra asti, the whole reason you are saying this sentence is because of the word darpanaha. Therefore, darpana is the subject. Ityukte kim kartra padam. It is the cause of your conversation.
Yes.
Atra kīdṛṣa padam, atra avyaya padam, avyaya padam. Vadatu mahodaya. Atra Vadatu mahodaya. Atra avyaya
avyaya
padam. Done.
Atra avyaya padam.
Done. There is no lingam, no vachanam, nothing. Avyaya, one word does it all. because there is nothing to talk about. It's one is unchanging padam. Now, darpanaha, atra. Now you have taken care of two words. Last word, asti. Vadatu mahodaya.
Is.
Is. Kidrisha padam. Samskrita bhashayam vadatu mahodaya. Asti kriya padam.
Asti kriya padam.
Kidrisha kriya padam. Prathama purusha. See, is the darpana, is it you? No.
No.
Is it informal somebody else, you?
No.
So it's neither I nor informal you. It is something else, isn't it?
Yes.
Therefore, it is Prathama Purusha.
Prathama Purusha.
Yes or no? You understand?
Yes.
And how, what vachana is it?
Ekavachana?
Ekavachana. Why is it Ekavachana? Because Darpana is Ekavachana. It has to match, no?
Yes.
So, Asti Prathama Purusha Ekavachana Kriya Padam. That's your answer. Vadatu? Vadatu, Mahodaya?
Yes. Asti Ekavachana Kriyapadam Prathama Purusha.
Uttamam. Done. Your answer is done.
Okay.
This is how every sentence must be studied. If you can do this, you have covered the beginner first year Sanskrit.
This is studying surgery of Sanskrit. You're dissecting everything.
This is the only way. If you can figure this out, you have done first year of Sanskrit. Astu, Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Astu, Vivekananda Mahodaya has given a sentence. Aham, he has written, Aham Manchaha Tatra Pashyati. Astu, Mahodaya, I'm going to ask you to analyze your sentence. Kartrapadam kim, vadatu, Vivekananda Mahodaya, Kartrapadam kim, aham, uttamam, aham kidrisha padam, prathama purusha, what will it match? Madhyama purusha or uttama purusha, what kind of, which verb will it match? That's my question. Aham.
Uttama purusha.
Uttama purusha. So, the verb in your sentence, is it Uttama Purusha, is Pashyati Uttama Purusha or not? How do you know? In your Shabda Manjari, Uttamam Mahodaya, the Tadeva, now you fix it, Uttamam, Pashyami. Pashyami, why? Because Pashyami is a Uttama Purusha. Now, the same Chandra Manjari has everything. This miracle book has everything. Now, go to the very end, page 113. The numbers are not given. But 110 is given. Then after 110, next page. So you go to this page. 112 and 13. Now I am showing you a close-up of 113. Everybody has this table? Can you see?
Yes, I see. I'm looking to find it.
Yeah, 113 in our book, in our brown book. And there are 9 forms there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So, Pashyati will be here. Pashyami will be here. Bhavati is there, Bhavami is here. Why? Bhavami means I am. Bhavati means something else is. Neither you nor I, something else is. So, Mahodaya made a sentence. So now, Vivekananda Mahodaya, can you fix your sentence and rewrite it for me? Everybody found your Kriya Padani Rupani, your verb declension, 113 page? Yes, no? Nobody found it? Vivekananda Mahodaya, you have this table, yes, no? Sundar Mahodaya, you have this book?
Okay.
You found the table? Okay. Aham manchah tatra pashyami. Now, aham pashyami itself is a good sentence. It's a two-word sentence, meaning I see. Uttamam. Now, the question is, what do you see? Mancha. Now, manchaha, kidrisha padam mahodaya, karma padam va, kartra padam va, kim, avyaya padam va, kidrisha padam manchaha. Manchaha, vadatu. उत्तमं विवेकानन्द महोदय नौ यू फिगर्ड इट औट् कीदृशपदं वदतु एकवारं प्लीज़ टेल् मी कर्तृपदं वा कर्मपदं वा अव्ययपदं वा किं कर्म किमर्थं कर्मपदं वै इस् इट् कर्मपदं बिकास् इट् इस् द रिसीवर् आफ् दि एक्शन् आफ् सीयिङ्ग् I am seeing and my sight is landing on that. Therefore, it is receiving the action of me seeing. Aham pustakam pashyami means what? Pustakam is the karma padam. Aham is the kartra padam. And pashyami is the kriya padam. Uttamam kim pashyami, aham pashyami. Aham kim pashyami? What do I see? Aham mancham pashyami. Kimartham mancham? Mancham is the dvitiya vibhakti. So, mancham will be like this. The very first table in your book. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramaha becomes Ramam. Ditya Vibhakti will be your Karma Padam. Ditya Vibhakti usually means what? Is receiver of action. If I say Aham Ramam Pashyami, I see Ramam. I see Rama. Now if I say Ramaha Mam Pashyami. If I say Ramaha pashyati. Ramaha maam pashyati. Rama sees me. Now, Rama becomes first vibhakti and I become second vibhakti. In my aham table, I have to go and look at my aham table and I will see second vibhakti will be maam. Uttamam mahodaya. Now, samikarotu bhavatah vakya. Vakyam samikarotu Vivekananda mahodaya.
Aham pustakam padami.
अहं पुस्तकं पठामि उत्तमं महोदय सुन्दरं वाक्यम् अहम् इत्युक्ते कर्म कर्तृपदम् एकवचनरूपम् अस्मत्शब्दस्ततः तदनन्तरं पुस्तकं कर्मपदम् अस्ति द्वितीयविभक्ति तदनन्तरं पश्यामि इत्युक्ते उत्तमपुरुष एकवचनरूपम् दृष्धातुतः उत्तमं सुन्दरं महोदय अहं पुस्तकं पठामि किन्तु अत्र तु पुस्तकं नास्ति महोदय वेर् डिड् यु पिक् युर् वर्ड् फ्रम् नेक्स्ट् वर्ड् महोदय Who is ready for this third word? Vivekananda Mahodaya, please rewrite your sentence. Send it. Meantime, somebody pick up this third word. Vadatu.
Kankatram.
Which one are you reading, Mahesh?
Sorry, I thought you were pointing to the comb.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I'm just holding the book. That's fine. Kankatram is fine. That's good. Kankatram is fine. Asu. All three of you, please make a sentence with Kankatram. Right now.
Achha.
All of you make a sentence and say it. Vadatu, who is ready?
What is it?
Kankatam. Kankatam. Kidrisha padam.
Kankatam.
Satra. Lingam kim?
Napusaka lingam.
Vivekananda Mahodaya, your first sentence, please completely correct it and rewrite it. First sentence. But this second sentence is correct, Mahodaya. Uttamam. Uttamam. Others also, please write your sentence with Kankatam. Kankatam kīdrśa padam? Kīdrśa padam kankatam? Vadatu?
I want to say the comb is black. So if I say Kankatam Krishnam asti,
Krishnavarnam.
Krishnavarnam.
Krishnavarnam asti. Kidrisha padam Krishnavarnam. Kidrisha padam Krishnavarnam. Aham mancham tatra pashyami. Uttamam Mahodaya, aduna tu bahu samichinam. Tatra tu avyaya padam, mancham tu karma padam, aham tu kartra padam, pashyami uttama purusha kriya padam. Uttamam Mahodaya, sundaram, dhanyavada Mahodaya. Aduna kankatam kidrisha padam. Kankatam kīdrśa padam. Lingam kim? When a word is not in a sentence, it's just a word, like from a table, like from this book, is not part of a sentence yet. Kankatam is just a word. Still I am asking, kīdrśa padam, so what can you say? You cannot call it karma padam or kartra padam at this level. It's not in a sentence. Therefore, what can you answer? Lingam kim?
Mm-hmm.
Pratipadikam kim? That's all. Only two things you can say. You can say it is a sanyapadam. You can say it is kumlingam va, trilingam va,
napusakalingam
va. Right? And you can tell me akaranta, akaranta, ukaranta, whatever it is. That's all you can say. You don't have a choice. You do not know if it is a karma padam or a kartra padam. The sentence is not been made yet. But still you have to know this much about the word. Otherwise, how will you proceed to make a sentence? Mm-hmm. Correct? How will you find the karma padam if you don't even know what table to look at? Or the kartra padam? Uttamam Mahodaya. Moola shabda. So, kankatam kīdrśa padam? इत्युक्ते नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदं विवेकानन्दं महोदय उत्तमम्. अकार अकारान्त अकारान्त इत्युक्ते कङ्कत. प्रातिपदिकं किं? प्रातिपदिकं मीन्स् द मूल शब्द इत्युक्ते द ओरिजिनल् अन् original word or sound, but you cannot use that in a sentence as it is. It needs to have its vibhakti endings. It needs to put on some clothes. If we call it a naked word, you can imagine it just came out of a shower, totally ready, but still needs to wear clothes. So when you wear clothes, then it lets you know how to use that. If you wear, you come out and you wear pajamas, people will assume, oh, now you are going to sleep. You come out, you're wearing shorts and, you know, jogging t-shirt or something, especially in the Western culture, people are very proper about, you know, dressing for whatever job they do. Here we wear same clothes, we do everything. But there, you know, you just by looking, you can say. So words are like that. By looking at the word, you know what the function of the word is in that sentence. So, napumsakalingam padam kankatam apicha akaranta. That's all you know. Uttamam. Aduna, vakyam vadatu, rachayatu, create a word, a sentence. Karutu Mahodaya, anybody? Pratyaya has to be added to the Mula. Uttama Mahodaya, Pratyaya Iva. Vadatu Kopi, Kankatam. Vadatu, nobody knows?
The sentence I was making... Kankatan... Krishna, you mentioned the word Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam.
Varna means what? We talked about it just in class today. The caste system is also called the Varna system. Because Varna simply means descriptive, category.
Achha.
It just means a category, that's all it means. So, colors are also categories only. Everything can be made into categories. So, Krishna Varna, but Varna also means color. Varna means so many things actually.
So,
but Varna also means color. So, when you say Krishna Varnam, then you are making it very clear.
It's specific.
You're talking about the color Krishna, not God Krishna or some other Krishna somebody else has in mind. अवगतं वा? ब्लाक् एव. अस्तु, कङ्कतं हस्ते तेन मम अस्मि. विवेकानन्दमहोदय, भवतः वाक्यं, हि हेज़् रिटन् कङ्कतं comb is in my hand. Oh, is what you are trying to write. So, haste na, no, haste only. No na at the end, Mahodaya. Haste, saptami vashyatu, haste. And then how can you have mama haste? Mama is which sixth case? See, mama and haste are two words that are adjective and noun, pair. Like black comb. Black is the adjective, comb is the noun. They are a pair, they go together. Black by itself is incomplete, comb by itself is incomplete. When I say black comb, the black refers to the blackness in the comb. So, mama is mine, I agree, your hand. But you have to say in my hand, no. So, they are a pair, which means both have to be saptami. They are visheshana, visheshya, bhava. Together they will make the meaning of black in my hand. So black, hand and my hand. My hand, in my hand. Hand has to be saptami and my has to be saptami. So it's not my, it becomes in my. Mayi. Mayi haste. Kankatam mayi haste. Now you have written asmi. Asmi means uttama purusha. Kartrapadam kim mahodaya tatra. Kartrapadam has to match the karma padam, correct? Kartrapadam has to match the kriya padam. Your kriya padam is asmi. Asmi ityukte uttama purusha. What is the kartrapadam there? In your sentence, kankatam haste mayi haste. What is the subject? What is the main purpose of that conversation? What is the main topic? What is the subject? Comb. So is the comb you? Is the comb informal I? You, or is it something else? Are you the comb? It has to be asti. So you have to be very clear in your head, what is the subject? If the subject is not I, which means aham, if it is not tvam, these two words are not in your sentence. As a kartrapadam, then you must always just use Prathama Purusha. Two words only you have to think about, Aham and Svam. If Aham is not in the subject and Svam is not in the subject, then please use Prathama Purusha. Across the board, no questions asked. Now please rewrite your sentence, Mahodaya. Anybody else has a sentence to share?
If I say in English, I comb my hair with the comb.
But Mahodaya, they are too complicated.
No, I want to know from you, the comb is used as a verb.
No. A very short, simple sentence first. Then we'll read Shakespeare once we know how to read some simple words.
Mama.
You see, Mahoday, I've been teaching for some time. In the beginning, I used to listen to students and do it. And I realized it wasted a lot of time. Now I don't go there. Experience has taught me to stay away from those things.
Sometimes you think you know you're trying to say something, but you don't know how to say it. This is the problem.
No, I understand. I totally understand what you're thinking. Now, the challenge is, Mahodaya, in trying to come up with simple sentences.
You've been saying for the last five lessons like this.
you are like jumping into wanting to make a story. No, 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 no. This is a comb. Simple, that's all. Here is a book. We start with very, very, very simple sentences. Otherwise, there is no point talking about, you know, you don't know who is Rama and Sita, but you want to know the full story. No, I'm not going to tell you the full story. Astu Mahodaya, Vivekananda Mahodaya, Aduna, Kankatam Mayi Haste Asti Uttamam. Uttamam Vakyam Aduna. Avagatam Va Mahodaya? Astu. Any other sentence? Anybody else has?
I was going to make it very short. If I say tat kankatam asti.
Uttamam. Ityukte kim?
That is a comb.
Uttamam. Tadeva. Beautiful. Simple sentence. Ekam padam svikritya kinchit vadatu. Please say something about each word. Tat ityukte kim? Tat kidrisha padam?
Trying to find a word for what I'm looking for. It's
that
is a pronoun, but
pronoun mahodaya. Sarvanama. Ityukte. See, what is the definition? Think about what does a pronoun mean. Pronoun is a word that actually can mean so many things. It is a word that replaces so many things.
Yes.
If I write it can mean the whole world. Anything in the whole world is it. It is a pronoun. So in Sanskrit, the word for pronoun is sarvanama. Sarvanama means it has so many names actually, but I am only saying it.
Sarvanama.
Sarva means all, nama. Sarvanama. So tat sarvanama padam. Uttamam. Now tell me more about the word tat. Uttamam mahodaya. Vayu sarvatra asti. Tat kankatam asti. Uttamam Vivekananda mahodaya. Ekam padam svikritya. Write down the numbers, the formula for each word. Shivananda Mahodaya, tat kidrisha padam? Lingam kim? Prathamatu lingam kim?
So, it would be napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam. Vachanam kim?
Ekavachanam.
Uttamam. Kartrapadam va? Karma padam va?
Kartapradam.
Uttamam. Ityukte prathama vibhakti. Did you find tat in your Shabda Manjari?
No. You know, I need to buy. Can you hold your book on the screen? I'll take a picture because this version I have, it's getting me lost. Sorry about that.
Oh, I thought you had this version.
I have it, but it's not the same version as what you have.
This is there in the Sanskrit Bharati book website. The same book is there in the Sanskrit Bharati website. You got it?
Yes.
There in the website.
I'm not sure. Do they deliver it to Toronto, Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to their website. No, they're delivering. Is Canada having more instruction, more restrictions or what?
I'm not sure. I thought one time I checked and I was unable to get it delivered.
Oh, your screen is frozen. No, no, you try again. You look at their website. I mean,
yeah.
How long people freeze their life from corona, which is just an everyday flu. I don't understand how much of propaganda you can... How much fear can kill us all, huh? We won't die from corona. We'll die from their fear.
The fear, yes.
And those that are not fearful have lost their job. They are dying from hunger. Very straightforward. It's a strange world we live in, you know. People are manipulating and we are ready to be manipulated. Asu. So, tat, if you look up in your pratip, in your Shabda Manjari, you will recognize it as a Sarvanama, Kartrapadam, Napum Sakalingam, and then on top of that it will tell you the Pratipadikam, which means the Moola Shabda, that it comes from, the Moola sound that creates the sound, Tat. For example, I'll find it for you here. Here it is. This is the word you found, Mahalaya. Tat. Here. Tat. See this Tat?
Yes.
Tat comes from this Pratipadikam. What is the Pratipadikam?
Is that Shabda?
Tad. Uttamam Vivekananda Mahodaya. Tad. Tad.
Okay. Tad. Yes.
Tad. Tad is the Pratipadikam. For every table, any table, there will be a Pratipadikam. Any table you look at, there will be a Pratipadikam. So, you start getting into the habit of looking at it. Because the Prati, once you know the Pratipadikam, you know, oh, I know the declension. Sometimes the Pratipadikam looks quite different, actually. Sometimes, when we are naked, we look really, really different from when we are dressed up.
Oh, I found it. I found it now in the book.
Sometimes clothes don't make so much of a difference on people. But on some people, they make a huge difference. Hana?
Taylor makes a gentleman.
Haan, Taylor makes a gentleman. Papa is saying.
Bhagani, on that same word, for I find it in my Shabda Mandari. So if I'm to look at Tat here, so can you help understanding how to read this? So if I'm seeing here the word, it's saying Dakaranta.
Why? Huh? Because it ends with which sound? Pratipadikam ends with which sound? The.
Okay.
That is why it's saying, at the end, this word, this sound makes you do the at the end. Karanta. It is making, see, Sanskrit is the entire treatise of sound is Sanskrit. Therefore, it's not saying what is the last letter. It has nothing to do with writing. Letters comes with writing. The way we look at words comes with writing and reading. Sanskrit is about sound. What is the last sound that was done? Tad. Oh, the. The was done. Oh, so dakaranta. That sound that ended with you doing the. Dakaranta. Napum sakalinga ityukte gender. Tad shabda. Shabda ityukte sound. Tat-te-tani. Uttamam Mahodaya. Vivekananda Mahodaya is now making a point. Vitiya api prathama vibhakti napum sakalinge samaneva. In napum sakalinga, I mean neuter gender, first case and second case, they look the same. Tat-te-tani. So how do you know which is karma padam, which is kartra padam? Then you know with context. Did you understand everything on that table, Mahodaya, now?
Yes.
After tatte tani tatte tani, the table finishes. How can this table have only two? Then at the bottom it says shesham. Shesham means remaining. Remaining vibhaktis where are with shesham kumbat. Can you see kumbat? Kumbat means the remaining are like pumlingam. Which kind of pumlingam? This. Tena tabhyam. All of this will come. Third through seventh will be the same as the sahatavte table. Only first and second vibhakti will be different. That's why they've only given first and second. They'll not repeat the whole table for you.
Oh.
You have to read up Shesham and then see. Then Dhanyavada Vivekananda Mahodaya, like Rama. But this is not like Rama. This is more because it is Sarvanama. You have to stick with Dakaranta. Dakaranta Kumlingam Padam. That's why it says Shesham Kumlingam Kumbat. You have to go to Dakaranta Pumling. Dakaranta Sarvanama Pumling is given right here. Sahtavte, Sampautante, Natatmam, Taihi, like that. So third onward is same as Matan Kapali. Got it? You got it?
Bhagini, can I put on my video and I want to show you what this book has. It's a little different. I can't put it on. Yeah.
Just show me.
Yes. So,
I can see. Dakaranta napum sakalingam tad padam tadha. Tatte tani, you have the whole thing there only. You don't have the missing. The whole table is given to you, but in my book,
yes,
it's such a little book, you know, there is beauty in brevity. And that's the beauty this book has. You carry it with you. I have carried this book on so many hundreds of walks I have taken this to memorize the table. See, it's best to have this when you walk or when you are doing something in which you are sort of free in some sense. Otherwise, mind will wander and all kinds of crap comes in your mind for no good, nothing good comes out of it. Either you are learning chants, you are singing some beautiful Sanskrit slokas or thinking of oneness or thinking of beauty, or else you are learning your tables, or else your mind will be a monkey and then you have to spend the rest of your life thinking. So better not to dirty the mind. Do something like this in your free time. When you go for a walk, when you're driving also, you just take a small, you know, three words. Three words only. When you're driving, you can paste them in front of you. Just three words. Not reading a Bible. Just three words. And again, when you are taking, you know, the stoplight, you can read the word. Read the word, like that. There's a way to memorize these things because we don't have time in our lives much. Uttamam. Any other questions? Beautiful. I think some of you understood the basic structure of Sanskrit a little bit better today. Is that true?
Bhagini.
Rama phalam khadati. Uttamam Mahodaya. Rama tu kartrapadam. Rama khadati. Ramah phalam khadati Mahodaya. Kimartham Ramah prathama vibhakti Ramah. Right now you have used the pradipadikam. That is not allowed. It is against the Sanskrit rule. You cannot use a pratipadikam as it is. You can only use the vibhakti form. So, prathama vibhakti, Ramaha uttamam mahodaya. Dhanyavada. Ramaha phalam khadati. Phalam kidrisha padam karma padam. Ityukte kim? द्वितीयविभक्ति इत्युक्ते किं फलं फले फलानि प्रथमविभक्ति फलं फले फलानि द्वितीयविभक्ति अत्र तु द्वितीयविभक्ति एव रामः फलं खादति खादति कीदृशपदं प्रथमपुरुष सब्जेक्ट् इस् नैदर् ऐ नोर् यु नैदर् अहं नोर् त्वं देर् फोर् इट् इस् प्रथमाविभक्ति पुरुष क्रियापदम् इत्युक्ते खादति फलं द्विवचन द्विवचन न महोदय द्वितीयविभक्ति नाट् 1.1 2.1 महोदय 2.1 फलम् इत्युक्ते 2.1 रामः इत्युक्ते 1.1 उत्तमम् एनि क्वश्चन्स् बिफोर् वि फिनिश् खादति इत्युक्ते वर्ब् बट् यु रोट् द्वि दट्स् ऐ वास् कन्फ्यूस् रामः खादति उत्तमम् किं खादति फलं खादति फलं कीदृशपदं कर्मपदं द्वितीयविभक्ति धन्यवादः महोदय सुन्दरम् एनि क्वश्चन् तदेव उत्तमं तदेव फलं 2.1 एनि क्वश्चन्
A lot to digest now, so...
Please digest, Mahodaya. Enjoy. Don't have indigestion. Just
no. No, I think when I get the proper Shabdamandari book, it will able to clear up all any indigestion.
That and also listening again and again to the class and making...
Yes, I do. I do that. I do listen it, yes.
Yeah. And making your own notes. Let me just show you. You think I just party all the time. This is what I do all day. I have been working on... there is a... You know, Visarga are the... You know, the two dots, like Ramaha is a Visarga.
Yes.
So, we just finished almost 6 months of Visarga Sandhi. So, it is so complicated. These two dots change into so many things in Sanskrit, depending on the environment it is around. It took us 6 months of intensive Vyakarana Sandhi class to learn. And that entire 6 months, our teacher has condensed into these, 10 pages of chart. They're like this. These are all the sutras, beautifully done, but it's 10 pages. And when he asks in class, I don't have time. It's not like this class. I don't know any class like mine, actually. He'll say, Gita Bhagini? And he'll give me an example and say, now what happens? I don't have time to flip one page. I have to have it here. Or else I can have a very, very succinctly, like quickly I know where it is and quickly I can read. So I have been preparing these 10 pages into this. One page format with all the sutras and all the keys and crying. This is what I do all day, Mahodaya. It's not like I'm partying. Don't worry, we are all working hard. If that inspires you to work hard.
It does. You always do. That's why I join your class.
I'm glad, Mahodaya. Good. Keep working. You know, there's no better joy than work, hard work, especially with beautiful language like something. So, Uttama. Papa is saying there's nothing like taking rest after doing nothing. Papa, you are grand to when I learn that I'll get there. Right now I'm not there yet. Uttamam. Uttamam. Astu, so let us end. Do you know the ending mantra, Mahodaya? Closing chant? Purnamada, anybody know?
Purnamada, I can do Purnamada. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udakshate Purnasaya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Om Sarvesham Savitur Bhavantu. Sarvesham Sanitir Bhavantu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavantu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavantu. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Dhanyabadah.
धन्यवाद भगिनी धन्यवाद
हरि ओम धन्यवाद सर्वेभ्य नमो नमः नमस्कारः
टेक केयर वन क्वेश्चन सॉरी Just very quick. I had sent you an email. I know you about the chanting class.
Oh, asu. Yeah, you did. And then did you not get on?
No, I didn't get the Bhagini. I didn't get an email from her. I